So, since I am too lazy to type out my responses for this questionnaire that the lovely Fantasy Bay and Naughty Charlotte has posted for this Sunday special, I'm gonna go ahead and record my sleepy responses to this. Okay. So this week, Naughty Charlie asks, "Pegging, what are your thoughts?" Oh God. I would do that in a heartbeat if they asked me to. If they begged me to, I would love to. I would love it. I mean, I don't think I ever gone as far as just the farthest I've ever gone with pegging is just having my strap on sucked, but I would love to go even farther than that. And I could really be down. I would really be down for some ass fucking right now. I would. I really, really would. And number two, how old were you when you lost your virginity? I was 22 when I lost my virginity. I was a pretty late bloomer then. And if you could change it, what would you make it earlier or later? I think I would have made it later because I think I was just so much in a hurry to find out what it was actually like. And I once I got my answer, it was just it was pretty fulfilling, I would say, but it hurt so much. And the fact that it was my first time, see, I didn't even come from being fucked. I didn't come with a cock inside me. But however, I was given a a pretty good G-spot orgasm by just being manually stimulated in that same day that I lost my virginity, and it was, oh my God. Oh my God. They knew how to work their fingers. They really did. Do you like using toys in the bedroom? Of course, I love using toys in the bedroom, especially if it's with a Hitachi, or like previously mentioned, a strap-on. Oh God, my thoughts right now are just focused on actually getting the chance to fuck someone's ass rather than their mouth, and that would be so amazing. So amazing. And nice bae questions. All right, here we go. What is your go-to song for when you are sad? For when I am sad, I go for I'm just gonna name songs from the top of my head. Old and Wise by Alan Parsons Project is a pretty sad song. Contemplative. Another Alan Parsons Project song. It's funny you should say that. Yeah, it's a song called Funny You Should Say That. And a song when you are happy. There's a song that I've recently this band I've recently discovered is Jukebox the Ghost, and their song Jump Started. God, that's such a good song. And I play it whenever I'm in a good mood and stuff like that. And D, what song do you play head over when you're head over heels smitten? Oh, that's a good one. That is a very good one. Oh shit. Wow, that's a good I would say Now that would give me some time to think about it. I guess what I previously mentioned in the happy song, jump started by Jukebox the Ghost. Yeah. All right, and when was the last time you laughed a lovely laugh full of mirth? And by that, I mean laugh, no smile, no giggle, rumbling, shaking laugh, but the one that ended up bringing tears to your eyes. And why? I was watching one of these videos where they edit the song to fuck it up some. Like, they usually have these videos where they make the singer sound like they're singing completely out of key, and it is so hilarious. Oh my gosh. And especially those songs when they're remade into memes and stuff. You notice how I've been getting into this band called Kansas, and I found out that they did a messed up version of Carry On My Wayward, Carry On My Wayward Son, Carry On Wayward Son, no my to it, Carry On Wayward Son, gotcha, and they put a lot of random stuff in there, like this grapefruit that, you know, that grapefruit stuff, and I was like, what? That just brought tears to my eyes, just laughing so hard, and it's just, whoever made that version of Carry On Wayward Son, I got two things to tell him. You, sir, are a genius, and two, I'ma fuck you up, cause I will never hear Carry On Wayward Son the same way ever again. Never, ever, ever. And number three, what is your favorite color and what does it signify? My favorite color is red, and it's the same hair. It's the same color of my hair. And red, I don't know. I just feel like red, it goes along with my personality, kind of fiery, but yet very subtle, almost, I think. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And the Sunday special for this week. Your favorite on-screen villain vamps of all time within 15 seconds. Scar from The Lion King. And for those of you who want to take a shot at this verbally, pick one of the random tongue twisters and repeat it nonstop for 30 seconds as fast as can be. Let's get your fork. Almost getting started on the tongue twisters and without even getting started on it. Let's get your vocal cords some exercise. I'm going to say 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. 9 nimble. Okay, that was shorter than 30 seconds. Okay. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. 9 nimble noblemen. Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, but that was fun, though. I really do admit that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Naughty Charlotte and Fantasy Bay, for posting this week's questionnaire. And thank you all for listening to my my rumbling, raspy, sleepy voice answering these questions. I hope you all enjoyed that. And I will see you all around. Peace out.